The magic happens in the hallways. It happens in that networking. It happens at the parties. It happens at the socials or the closing night party where you're just sitting there shooting the shit, frankly, with somebody and you get to know them. And suddenly you realize, oh my God, this is a badass. Because we have so many amazing, humble people that are coming and that are going to be a part of this, that are sharing their lives, their successes, their failures, everything. It's all about supporting the heart of our community, the veteran community, the military connected communities.
At militarycreatorcon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.
Hey, I am here with Jamie J. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
Well, hello there.
I am so happy to be the person who gets to sit and interview with you because you're one of my favorite people.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, for those people.
You and James are my favorite people, too. And you have an amazing anniversary date that I share with you on my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that. Did I totally blank that? Oh, my gosh. Now I know I need on my anniversary, I need to write you and say happy birthday. I didn't realize. That's awesome. Yeah, it's you know, the truth is we got married a month before the actual wedding date.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because, you know, we wanted to like process the whole deers thing and make sure everything was cool and mundo so that we, you know. Of course, you know, yeah, no military issues. I got to get on TRICARE and all that stuff a little early.
So. That's awesome.
So tell the rest of the people who are watching us who don't know my favorite human, Jamie J, a little bit about you, a little bit about your military background and kind of, you know, why I think you're so amazing.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I am so excited and pumped for the event that you and James thought up and created. It's absolutely amazing. Military Creator Con, I love it. I've been sharing like crazy.
Thank you.
And I just am a huge fan of it. Anything we can do for our veterans or veteran-connected leaders, creators, I am all in, like many of my friends. I'm a former Army, 82nd Airborne, jumped out of perfectly good airplanes. And
that's what I always say I never want to do. James always wants me to go skydiving. I'm like, I am not jumping out of a perfectly good plane.
We went to Vegas, and my wife and I, Sarah, went to Vegas, and I surprised her with skydive and out there in Las Vegas. And
was she good with that? Did she jump?
Oh, man, she absolutely loved it. We videotaped it and all that, and she's screaming all the way down, and then the chute opens. She's like, oh, my gosh, I can just talk to you, you know, because you're jumping tandem. But, yeah, we didn't do the 14,000-foot jumps in the military. We did about 1,200-foot,
and
they were static line. And then when we went to our unit, it was 800-foot, and if we went to combat, it was 500-foot. So.
Intense.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but it was a lot of fun. I loved it. I loved the environment. I loved the hoorah, the just get up and go, and just had an absolute blast. And I miss it. I miss it. I wish I wouldn't have got out so early, but you know that's life, and you look back on it. But I will never forget what I learned in the Army, and that has probably helped me through my career as I've transitioned over and. Went to corporate America for about 12 years, 11 years I spent trying to figure out how to get out. And then in 2000, I think it was about 2005. Yeah. 2004, 2005, I went out on my own and my first client was the corporation I worked for. Yeah. So I'm really good at not burning the bridges there. And just kind of really dug into systems and processes and wrote a book called Quit Repeating Yourself. It's all about system and processes. And that's what we do here at Bottleneck Distant Assistance. We support our clients by systemizing their businesses and really, really love working with veteran-owned companies because, you know, there's something about it. You share something. So
let's talk about that a little bit. I loved the whole concept of distant assistance. I think it's become something that is vital, that it's something a lot of people use and do. Tell me about how you decided to delve into that particular category. And your category is very different than what most people think of in terms of virtual assistants. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I did start off, I've been doing this a little over 2 decades, and it was virtual assistants for a long time. And I thought, you know, how can I be radically different? Because I don't want people to think, oh, it's a virtual assistant. And I want them to understand that we do things so differently here. So I had to practice category design. And the great Christopher Lockhead is my mentor.
So we're going to give a plug to Christopher right now, who's our keynote speaker at Military CritterCon. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can listen to his podcast on Follow Your Different. You guys are going to be on there.
Tomorrow, from what I understand, yeah, or something, yeah, right? Oh my gosh.
As of the date of this recording, it'll be tomorrow. I just category design, for those of you that don't know it, is basically a way to design your own categories so that you don't jump into an existing market an existing market and try to automatically compete. Instead, you create your own market. And the category that we created is called Delegation Intelligence. And it's a framework. And within that, underneath the umbrella within that framework is a system, a step-by-step system that all of our distant assistants learn how to do by creating a brand new department for our clients. So everybody's heard of operations departments, sales departments, HR departments. And people are still experiencing a lot of turnover, or people are leaving, you know, they're staying there for maybe a year or two, and then they're going off somewhere else to perhaps a competitor. And what we've been able to identify are ways to align team members with the vision that the founders have or want to share. And that is by creating these delegation departments. And our DAs are trained to be a leader and run that delegation department. So when the founders or the leaders delegate tasks, the distant assistant takes those tasks, documents them step by step. And they do this in a very proactive manner. Because what we found is a lot of people don't like being, you know, if the DA shows up every day and says, hey, what do you want me to do today? You know, that's not taken on too kindly by leadership. So we've devised a way that even from the very first time our DAs meet with our clients, for that very first meeting, they actually lead the meeting. And it's pretty refreshing. And we've noticed in the traditional virtual assistant industry, the average turnover rate is 38%. The average length of stay is 5%. And what we've been able to do through Delegation Intelligence is reduce that 38% turnover to 8.7%. And we've increased the length of stay 670%. So on average, our DAs are staying with our clients for 39 months. And that's absolutely unheard of in this industry. And I owe it all to the category that created Delegation Intelligence. It's pretty fascinating.
And while I agree with you that a lot of that's definitely category created, I think it's really, like, I believe wholeheartedly in leader led, like everything filters down, right? So based on what I know about you, you could know that if you'd worked with your DAs, because how they behave and the motivation they have and the dedication that they have to do the job and do it right and do it the way the founder wants it done is entirely leadership led from the top, which is you. So I always say it, like, everything at the bottom comes from the top. So that's pretty obvious to me. I got lucky to work with you with your company. Remember back a couple of years ago, I had a client that absolutely needed your services, and that worked out really well. She stuck around for a while. She was a really interesting person. But I really got a huge dose of your company and the DAs and loved everything about it. So anyway, that's just,
I can't
aside.
Thank you enough. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I have to say, with over 2 decades experience, working with these distant assistants from the Philippines, I've really learned a lot. They've taught me a lot. And, you know, we have one of our DAs is with us for 10 years. It's crazy. And we've really built strong bonds, and, I couldn't do what I do without their insight.
Those relationships are critical to running, I think, and building and scaling a great business. Relationships is what we do. right? You, me, yep. James, like that's really, in some ways, I'm going to sort of swing it around to that's sure. really what Military Creator Con to me is kind of about. Like we have this amazing relationship. You've been super supportive. You were able to help us and bring us this amazing keynote speaker, Christopher Lockhead, but that's all because of the relationships we all have. And part of what I love about Military Creator Con is going to be different from what everybody else experiences and loves. So what I want to know is, why are you a part of Military Creator Con and what do you like about it?
I'm part of Military Creator Con because of you and James. I love, it seems like you've really kind of organized this thing and brought together just fans of the military and military connected people. And that's what I love. And if I can get a chance to assist veterans, either just beginning their transition into civilian world, or veterans trying to find their place or trying to find their own category. That's what I'm really excited about. I'm really pumped to be doing the category design intensive. I hope people understand the value that they're going to get out of this thing with Christopher Lockhead.
I was just going to say, I think what's really critical is for people who don't know, Christopher Lockhead is, and you are doing, and Damp, right, are doing this yep. really amazing first day of Military Creator Con. So essentially Military Creator Con is sort of almost, I don't want to say sponsoring, but kind of enlisting, like, or, well, I don't know what the right word is, but kind of creating the opportunity.
Yes.
Let's say that. Yes. For this category design intensive, right?
Right.
So that happens on Thursday, and it's this amazing, intensive, very intimate workshop with, there's only going to be up to 60 people in that particular event, which I love. And then we roll into that night where there's the welcome social, that where everybody's kind of coming together, the people from the category design intensive workshop and the people coming to the following day, starting Military Creator Con proper, which starts on Friday, runs all the way through Friday night, all the way through Saturday and Saturday night. So people who don't know what that's about, that gives you a kind of a quick overview framework of that agenda. We're super excited. And then Christopher Lockhead is giving us. So this is what I like to say about Christopher. I think I'm really fan struck by him because he's such an amazing human and he's so incredibly successful. He's a Silicon Valley guru, right? He is somebody that.
Demo.
Right. Three times. Yeah. One of the companies, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong. I know he would. But I think he took one of the companies from $1 billion to $5 billion in revenue. I think he exited Mercury for something like $30 million. He's coined the phrase CRM, as far as I know. And he's like a 15-time best-selling author. Like, there's just nobody bigger and better. You know, he's just a badass.
He's yeah. pretty amazing. I mean, he's done a lot of talks. He's introduced presidents on stage. I mean, the guy is just amazing. And what I really like about him is that he can take something extremely complex and break it down to the most simplistic of terms. You know, he's dyslexic. He got kicked out of high school, you know,
and
it's just amazing what he's been able to accomplish. He's just so sharp. And what I want to implore that he's actually donating his time. He's coming out there on his own dime to support our veterans. If you hire Christopher, get ready to open up, you know, it's $5 million to hire him to do category design for you. I mean, it's not cheap. And he's been uber successful with many of his clients doing that, but he's actually donating his time. So he's actually going to be able to look over your shoulder, answer questions on establishing your category, on creating a provocative point of view. That's basically establishing what the challenge or the problem is and giving the solution, you know, in a way that you can explain it easily. And then he's also going to talk about what a lightning strike is. How do you tell the world about your category and bring it to the world? And that alone, not counting, you know, what happens in Military Creator Con the rest of the time, is just, that's an amazing value. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because
I mean, just to have that amount of time with him, Yeah, just to have that amount of time with him one-on-one pretty much. I mean, like, you're in a room of people, but he's right there in front of you. You can ask questions. You can engage and converse with somebody who has such a breadth of experience. It's really astronomical to me. And then he's going to actually stay. He's staying the night from Thursday night, which is phenomenal that he's giving us so much time, right? And he's going to do the keynote speech for, it's not a really speech, it's a fireside chat with Jamie J and Christopher Lockhead. And I'm super excited about that because that gives everybody an opportunity to just be in the room with Christopher Lockhead and with each other. And he's such a huge fan of the military. Like you said, every time we talk to him, so the first time we spoke to him, I'm embarrassed to keep, we just keep talking about Christopher now, but we, sorry, this is about you, but first time we spoke about him.
My mentor, he's a big part of me.
He is amazing. He is such an amazing human being, so genuine. We sat down, we thought we'd get 15 minutes of his time, right? That's what we kind of figured, like, okay, let's get the information out. Let's let him know what we're doing and ask him what he wants and how this is all going to work. We're very in awe. And he gave us an hour and I don't even think we talked about a lot of stuff other than just who we were as people. And he just made us cry because he was so genuinely like grateful. I mean, James doesn't, cry easily, I would say, but he was like, thank you so much for what you do. I'm so grateful to all the service members who've given me the freedom. Like, he's just friggin' amazing. Anyway, just wanted everybody to know.
Mike Dampus, affectionately referred to him as Damp, he's a big fan of the military too, and he jumped on this as well. So he's coming out on his own dime, and amazing human being as well. And he's known Lockhead for a long time, since probably the early 2000s, I would imagine. And so it's just going to be an incredible dynamic. We're going to have a special guest speaker. that they're going to be talking to, that is a local business there in Dallas.
This is news to me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing because they've worked with Damp before. And they practice category design in their organization, so they're going to come and share how they came up with their point of view, what it is, and how it's affected their organization and how they've grown so fast. So we're really excited for that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, doing the fireside chat, we're really pumped. And I can't wait for people to experience Lockhead and Damp and just learn about category design and have a great time. And I think the cool part is that you guys did really well. You nailed it. Is the events are incredible. The speakers that you've lined up are insane, and that's going to be fun. But I think probably the most important part of it is how you guys have created spaces for networking and being able to meet with people. I mean, the rooms that you guys have reserved are absolutely amazing, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And that's where the rubber meets the road, because that's where you build relationships. That's where you, be a guest on a podcast of someone's podcast to do a lightning strike, get your message out. Right. And that's, that's where, hopefully you make some deals, or, you never know what's going to happen. It's just, you guys have really done a good job of laying all of that out. And I couldn't be more excited for this opportunity.
Thank you. I'm super excited about it too, because I do think, I mean, James is a proponent. I hate to say this because it sounds so bad. He doesn't ever go to any sessions. Like, my husband goes to no sessions. I go to like all of them. I love to learn, I'm all about it. But for him, and I do believe this is 100% true, the magic happens in the hallways. It happens in that networking. It happens at the parties. It happens at the socials or the closing night party, where you're just sitting there shooting the shit, frankly, with somebody, and you get to know them, and suddenly you realize, oh my God, this is a badass. Because we have so many amazing, humble people that are coming and that are going to be a part of this, that are sharing their lives, their successes, their failures, everything. It's all about supporting the heart of our community, the veteran community, the military connected community. So I'm real excited about it. I'm glad you're a part of it, because you bring so much to the table. We're thrilled.
Oh, I'm just blessed to know you and know James, and I can't wait to meet all these amazing veterans and veteran connected people. I cannot stress enough how important this is for people that are veterans or veteran connected to take advantage of it, because I don't think there's no event like this in my opinion, and it's simply because of, like you said, the leaders at the top and everybody else supporting you. I mean, you have a great planning committee that consists of a bunch of volunteers that are really strong in their particular fields. And it's quite a movement. So yeah,
definitely. I appreciate you saying that, because you're absolutely right. There's incredible people who are leaders in their respective areas that have all come together to support Military CreatorCon, volunteer. So many people are donating their time and energy to kind of make this what it is. And James and I always say it's not about us. Like, I'm sort of surprised that we're actually doing part of the podcast, because it's just so not about us. But I'm happy
because you guys got to share. You guys got your good vibes.
Yeah. Just happy to be a part of it myself. So anyway, awesome. I'm so glad you were here. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing more about you. And please come to Military CreatorCon, meet Jamie J. Say hi to me if you're there. You know, you might as well. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Military CreatorCon, short for conference, militarycreatorcon.com, and learn more. And hurry up. I don't know. Can they still get rooms?
You know, I don't actually think so. I think all of our rooms are booked up, because we were having an issue with like the room block being pretty much expended. But please try, because we want to make sure everybody can stay locally at the hotel and get to enjoy all of the festivities, because you know there's after hours stuff too that you know
and
we don't.
It is in Arlington, Texas. Right?
It is. It's in Arlington, Texas. It's the April 16th through the 18th. No, it's actually right across from Six Flags, but. Oh, Choctaw Stadium, the old Ranger Stadium is right there, and Texas Live is also right there. It's a great entertainment and area. We love it. We're going to be there 2 years in a row. So that's April 16th through the 18th. Lockhead is having his special. You and Lockhead are having your special workshop on the 16th all day, and then the 17th and 18th are the extended portion of Military CreatorCon. And we wrap up that night, by the way, at an amazing place called Hearsay. I don't know if you heard about it, but
I saw the pictures. Holy
crap. It's crazy. I think they're closing it down completely for all our people, and it's a speakeasy. It's so glamorous. It's got this great stage, and like we're going to have music and comedians, and I'm not sure exactly how everything that's going to happen, but there's definitely going to be food, because I'm a foodie. I like food. and then you're going to be sitting there with me eating, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And yeah, I can't wait. I'm so pumped for this. I just can't thank you enough. And I wish I could just grab people by the shirt and let them know how important this is. They're just going to learn so much. It's not just about business. I mean, it's for creators, whether they're filmmakers or podcasters or, you know, graphic designers. There's just so many people there. I think people are going to be talking about AI and, you know, the future of AI and how they can leverage that. And it's just, man, you just got the nice 1-2 going here.
You know, I would have loved something like this when I was originally building my jewelry company, because I feel like there's so much in terms of, I mean, frankly, back in 2000, when I started building, content creation wasn't really a thing. And now I believe wholeheartedly that content creation and entrepreneurship are intricately sewn together. There is, that is the biggest, best way to promote your company, for people to find out about your company, for brand awareness. And we didn't do it that way back in the day. And I think if we had, we'd have been bigger than an 8-figure business, right? Like we would have really exploded. So imagine that. So I think this is super pertinent for everybody, whether they're a filmmaker, an artist, an entrepreneur, you know, new media themselves, whatever.
Yep. Totally agree. 100%. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we'll see you next time. Military CreatorCon. Come visit us.
MilitaryCreatorCon.com.
Great XQ. Roger.